From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. State lawmakers are back in Tallahassee today to develop and pass the state budget that eluded them during the regular session that ended a month ago. But there are a lot of things that have to happen first, and one of those is an agreement on health care. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone has the story from the Capitol.
Expanding Medicaid for Floridians in the so-called coverage gap is favored by the Senate and opposed by the House, and that's the impasse that caused the session to implode last month. And without an agreement on Medicaid, with its complicated interplay of state and federal funding sources, there is no chance of budget agreement. Because expanding Medicaid would allow more poor people to pay their own medical bills, the federal government is planning to cut its hospital support program in half, and that is an extreme worry for big public hospitals like Jackson Health and also to the business community. But there's another complication. Governor Rick Scott is also insisting on a package of tax cuts that could reduce state funding for hospitals. With so many moving parts, there's also a nightmare scenario. The legislature could burn through all 20 days of the special session and not pass a budget by the June 30th deadline. That would mean the government shuts down the very next day. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.
And the special session begins later this afternoon. Stick around in just a moment on the Sunshine Economy. More on the special session. Well, the former mayor of Isla Mirada is facing tax fraud charges. Last week, Michael Reckward was charged and now faces 5 years in federal prison if convicted. Charging documents allege that Reckward intentionally underreported salaries paid to employees of several companies that he controls. Reckward finished his final term on the Isla Mirada Village Council in 2012. He served for more than 8 years. He's scheduled to be arraigned Tuesday in front of a U.S. District Court magistrate in Miami. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.